It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
The bunny, bunny banks of Loch Lomond.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Me and my true love, we may never meet again on the bunny, bunny banks of Loch Lomond. 'Twas there that we parted in yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side of Ben Lomond. In deep purple hue the highland hills we view, and the moon shining bright in the gloamin'. Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Me and my true love, we may never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. The wildflowers spring and the wee birdies sing, and in sunshine the waters are sleeping. But the broken-hearted kens no second spring again, though resigned we may be when we're greeting. Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Me and my true love, we may never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, Season 15, Episode 18, Mixed Up. My name is Matt Letter, and that song that you just heard was Loch Lomond, performed by Chased Treasure from their album Chased Treasure. You can find out more about them at chasedtreasure.com. And as you just heard, their trio of upper-class ladies has a unique and soulful sound for sassy songs and modern parodies alike. Now, this is our mixed-up show. This is going to bring maybe a different twist on some of your old favorite songs, or maybe some new ones that you haven't heard before parodied, or who knows what we're going to throw into this one. But this particular show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, Renaissance Magazine, the Ren Crews, the Performers, our Patreons of the podcast, and the podcast minions. So let's jump into some of our mixed up music today. This is Tell Me Ma in Africa, performed by The Borderers from the album Tales of Love and Loss. You can find out more about them at theborderers.com.au.
Tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. My hair, stole my comb, that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the girl from Belfast City. She is according 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? she'll get her own life by and by. When she gets her light of her own, they won't tell a mind when she gets home. Let them all come as they will, but it's Albert Mooney she loves still.
This is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
I do believe, and I will believe.
Old Johnny Booker was a gay old booker, and a gay old booker was he. Now old Johnny Booker, he lived by himself, just as long as he had his health. Johnny fell ill, and it took himself a wife to take care of him for the rest of his life. 'Cause I do believe, and I will believe. Old Johnny Booker was a gay old booker, and a gay old booker was he. Now old Mrs. Booker, she had a bad leg. Doctor ordered her to bed. Doctor said, now listen to me, Johnny, gotta rub your wife's left leg with gin. I do believe, and I will believe. Old Johnny Booker was a gay old booker, and a gay old booker was he. Now old Johnny Booker, he thought it was a sin to rub his wife's left leg with gin. He took the jug and he poured it down his throttle, and he rubbed his wife's left leg with the bowl. I do believe, and I will believe. Old Johnny Booker was a gay old booker, and a gay old booker was he. Old Johnny Booker went walking one day, down by the river he happened to stray. Johnny fell in and he started to shout, but there weren't nobody there trying to pull the booker out. 'Cause I do believe, and I will believe. Old Johnny Booker was a gay old booker, and a gay old booker was he.
Now,
that was Johnny Booger, performed by Far From Home from the album Why Not. Far From Home is a husband and wife duo of Tim Papa Dill and Amy Mama Pepper Schaefer, along with several of their friends, including Clove, Sister Uni, and Cousin Tarragon. Their music is a fun mix of Renaissance Celtic geek culture, history, and mythology. And I believe you can find them on Facebook. Now, bands like Chase Treasure that you heard earlier and Pictus are going to be performing at various festivals. Chase Treasure is at the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival. Pictus will be at the Michigan Renaissance Festival. And other groups like the Jackdaws will be at the New York Renaissance Fair. And we'll see bands like the Musical Blades at the Des Moines Renaissance Festival. There are plenty of performers near you. We are in peak festival season, depending on your region, kind of midway through the year, starting to come to a close. So there are still festivals happening all around. Head on over to our page, Renaissance Festival Music Podcast on Facebook, at Renfest Music. We have a fun link in the show notes that'll take you directly to our events page, where you can find all the information about bands performing near you. And if you have a band that you want put up there, information on how to find them, we also have information on our website on how to do that. Now for some dirty comedy and clean booze. This is I Like Beer, performed by Ménage et Moi, from the album Seven Deadly Sins. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/MAM7DeadlySins.
In some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain will help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer. My friends often frown when we're out on the town, and they're wearing their suits and their ties. They're sipping vermouth and they think I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter walks by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain will help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer. Last night in my dreams, I passed from the scenes, and I went to a place so sublime. The water was clear and it tasted like beer, till this guy turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain will help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer. As a matter of fact, we like beer.
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys!
Bring me the wood and bring me the clay. The gods just rolled a 9. Put them in a sack and we'll drag them back and crack open the wine. We'll bundle the sticks and we'll lay some bricks a row to distant shores. When we're done, we'll leave the sea and head to town for more. So now we're off to gather some grain to grind into our bread. We came across a flock of sheep, so we sheared some wool instead. So may our years be plenty and the soldiers guard our land. We'll sharpen our swords and we'll point them towards the baron of the sand. To Rura, to fly the settlers of the dawn. Hey ho, hey ho, we'll work until the dawn. Oh, to Rura, to fly the settlers of the dawn. Hey ho, hey ho, we'll work until the dawn. cheap and the water deep. We'll harvest and we'll trade. Throw your stuff in the wagon, boys, once everything is weighed. And may the Lord be kind to us, our fate is in his hands. Don't leave us all to mine and plant upon unfertile lands. Toodaloo, toodaloo, the settlers of your town. Hey ho, hey ho, we'll work until the dawn. Oh, toodaloo, toodaloo, the settlers of your town.
And that was Settlers of Catan, performed by Battle Legs, from the album The Soup Mages. You can find out more about them on facebook.com/battlelegs. And now, a favorite at California fairs and festivals since 2012, this is Quartermaster, who bring all sorts of types of songs, including rowdy pub songs, traditional shanties, and more, with three-part arrangements and lots of charming swagger. And we'll be hearing the Quartermaster Band performing The Three Merry Men of Kent from the album Quartermaster. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/quartermasterband.
He that will most merry, merry be with a generous bowl and a toast. May he in right well be shut up and fast bound to a post. Let him be the merry, merry, merry there, and we will be merry, merry here. For who can know where we may go to be merry another year? Brave boys, to be merry another year. He that will must merry, merry be, and send his blessing forth. May he be obliged to drink small beer and never a penny in his purse. Let him be merry, merry, merry there, and we will be merry, merry here. For who can know where we may go to be merry another year? Brave boys, to be merry another year. He that will not merry, merry be in the company of jolly, jolly boys. May he be plagued with a scolding wife to confound him with her noise. Let him be merry, merry, merry there, and we will be merry, merry here. For who can know where we may go to be merry another year? Let him be merry, merry, merry there, and we will be merry, merry here. For who can know where we may go to be merry another year? Brave boys, to be merry another year.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpidlyada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve.
Ben Finnegan lived in Watland Street.
Watland Street he lived.
A gentleman Irish, mighty odd.
Mighty odd.
He had a broke, both rich and sweet. And to rise in the world he carried on. Now Tim had a sword of a Timberland way. With a love of the liquor he was born.
to his work each day, he'd drop in the crater every morn. One morning to the brother pull his head felt heavy and made it shake. He fell from the ladder and broke his skull, and they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed, with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Why pull it on a dance to your partner round the floor? Your trotter is shake. Wasn't it the truth I tell you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. His friends assembled.
That was Finnegan's Wake, performed by Bells of Bedlam from the album Folked Up. You can find out more about them at bellsofbedlam.com. That's B-E-L-L-E-S of Bedlam.com. And little known fact, the Bells originated as a comedy troupe that sang Celtic music at Renaissance fairs and festivals before starting to include bawdier, witty songs in their repertoire. And now they have an infusion of all sorts of music, including blues, rock, and gospel. And speaking of rock, here is some more Celtic-flavored rock by Barley Juice. This song is Sweet Young Thing from the album This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. You can find out more about them at barleyjuice.com.
To my brain, I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubt you planted started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's love you pray that I can't deny. With your wings I can learn to fly. Try to talk to me, their words are of a sound, but I resist all their attempts to try and drag me down. I turned on to the sunset like I'd never done before. I listen for your footsteps and you knock upon my door. And it's love you pray, dreams of bluer skies, all these things what I see it in your eyes. With your
Thanks so much for listening to the show. A special thanks to all of you out there who are helping us. We have over 25 people supporting us at the moment, and we can use all the help we can get. This show is definitely an act of love, as all of us are volunteers who work for the podcast, and all of your support goes right back into helping make the show possible. We at the podcast would like to extend a special thanks to our friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Vopio, and Stephen Conroy. And also we'd really like to thank our honorary minions, Jesse Linder, who's on Facebook at jessielinder.bard, Am I Misguided, and Randall Kimbrough. Thank you so much for all you do to help us make this show possible.
Last track was The Seaside Promenade by Vince Conway from his 2018 album Liminal Spaces. You can find Vince Conway at the New York Renaissance Fair every weekend from now through October 6th. This is Greg from The Ren List, the easiest way to find Renaissance fairs near you. There are a lot of fairs going on right now all over. Minnesota, Ohio, Maryland, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Kansas City, and New York. All of these are open for the next month or two. Two fairs are starting in a few weeks, the Northern California Renaissance Fair in Hollister and the St. Louis Renaissance Fair in Forestville. These fairs close in mid-October, so you'll hear more about that in the next month or so. A number of smaller fairs, such as Falconer's Renaissance Fair in Valley Park, Missouri, the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair in Anderson, California, and the Santa Fe Renaissance Fair in New Mexico, will be taking place within the next 2 weeks. For information on any of the fairs I've mentioned, plus the ones that I didn't have time to list, just go to therenlist.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook for weekly updates, too. The next group, the Crimson Pirates, can be found at a number of fairs in the Northeast in the next few weeks, including the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair on September 14th and 15th. This is Lanigan's Ball from their album To the Lifeboats.
In the town of Athy, when Jeremy Lanigan fell away till he hadn't a pound, his father he died and made him a mannequin, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party for friends and relations who didn't forget when they come to the will. And if people listen, I make your eyes glisten at the rows and rotions of Lanigan's Ball.
6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months of nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
I stepped in,
and I stepped out again.
I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
And learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball.
rations of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cake, there was bacon and tea. There were Nolans, Dolans, Burns, no greatest, and Corton ago, and dancing away. So they were round as plenty as water, the harp one sounded in towers or pole. Sweet Billy Gray and a rat catcher's daughter were all sung together at Lanigan's Ball.
6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball.
The boys were all merry, the girls they were hearty, they all danced around in their couples and groups. Till an accident happened, young Tennis McCarty put his right leg to his finity suits. The poetry swooned and cried million murders, she called her brothers and gathered them all. Comedy swore that he get no further, he gets satisfaction at Lanigan's Ball.
6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months I went nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Dublin, learning a dance for Lanigan's Ball.
In the midst of the round, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose. Some of the lads declared she was fainted, she took a small drop, too much I suppose. A sweeter than Morgan, so strong and so able, saw Snake Alley stretch out by the wall. He tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Lanigan's Ball.
6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball.
Boys were boisterous and there was ructions. We self got a link with McPhail and McHugh. I to reply to his kind introduction. It kicked up a terrible hullabaloo. Oh, Casey the Piper was being a strangle. They sweeped out the spice pillows, chanters and all. The girls and the ribbons, they all got entangled. And that put an end to Lanigan's Ball.
6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball.
That was a mighty fine party.
And now for a moment with Hughley.
Here I'm on the lanes at the Medieval Fair of Norman. I'm here with Topsy Turvy, the acrobats, and they're going to tell us all about what they do.
Hi. It's my job to hold my sister up. Yeah.
It's my job to be the pretty one.
Now, topsy-turvy acrobats. I'm sure you get this question quite often, but which one is Topsy and which one is Turvy?
Well, she's Topsy because she's usually on top. And I'm Turvy because I'm curvy.
Good Lord.
And that's right, you're related to me. You have to love me.
One more question. I'm sure that you had some pretty amusing anecdotes at fair to tell. Would you care sharing one with us?
Short, sweet, concise. Today, I just got one of the sweetest compliments that I think I have ever been given by a kind and shy child. At first, she was afraid to come up and talk because there is a collection of people around us after a show. But she came up and said that she had something to say to me. So I knelt down and got real close, and she whispered to me, "You have a fat tummy, which means you're a good mommy." I feel so loved. So does my crash pad tum-tum. I went and got it a meat pie afterwards to celebrate.
It's a tax write-off. It saves my face.
Truth.
Any other tales you care to tell?
Darn. Thought I was going to get away with that one. Long, long ago, in a festival only a few hours away, Lily and I were hired and booked to perform 6 acrobatic shows a day on a stage that did not receive any shade for us or our audience members the entirety of the day. Lots of hot, lots of sunburn, lots of sweat. Amazing. And one day around show 4 or 5, just kind of fallen into that zen space where you stream of consciousness at your audience members while you're doing a crowd gather to just make them feel loved and connected and build rapport. And I'm chatting with these lovely, lovely people that are sitting in the front row while we're hawking, "Yeah, show's starting soon, 5 more minutes, grab your seats, it's gonna be amazing, woo!" And as I'm doing this, I kind of start wiggling. I notice that there's something not right with my shirt. I don't know what's happening. And just kind of, what? I'm so sorry. Something is wrong. And I reach my hand down my shirt because I could not fidget it into place any less conspicuously. So, boop. And I pull out this strange ping pong ball sized wad of stare at it a little bit more closely. And announce, now that I've figured out what it is, spaghetti. Yeah. I'm about to let you into a backstage secret of the wide world of Renaissance festivals. All of the flowers that we break in our show are not actually flowers. They're fake flowers put on the end of spaghetti noodles. Yeah, I know.
We are so shocked.
I know.
Say it isn't so.
Yeah.
You weren't buying real flowers every weekend? Amanda, what's wrong with you?
Up my pay rate,
you told
and I'll
me
make
they were
sure.
Real.
I mean, they're real in the real world as opposed to imaginary or computer generated. Is that real enough for you?
Sure.
All right. So that's where all of the spaghetti had come from, some particularly explosive targets that had really cleavage-tacular aim, apparently. So being an improvisational performer in front of an audience, I have drawn them into this unintentional bit that involved the contents of my shirt, and I pulled out the contents of my shirt and announced that it was a food. The only appropriate yes-and response after this is to eat it. And I don't know if you've ever had a full mouthful of
slow-cooked spaghetti.
Yes. Slow-cooked spaghetti covered in a sunscreen creme sauce. But it is exactly as horrible.
Like a hint of sweaty salt?
Yes. Yeah. Salted with the sweat and coconut creamed with the sunscreen. It is just as horrible as it sounds like it would be. Choked it down like a champ, and the audience members and I decided that it should be from henceforth named Titsketty, and that it would sell fantastically out of vending machines in Japan.
Well, thank you for that cautionary tale.
Thank you.
And that song was All the Fun of the Fair, performed by Blackmore's Night from the album Autumn Sky. You can find out more about them at blackmoresnight.com. That is blackmoresnight.com. Well, we are coming to a close on this show, but the fun is still going. We have one more song for you, and also, if you have the time and availability, please do check out your local Renaissance Festival, where I'm sure there is some high-quality music, entertainment, artists, all sorts of fun happening. If you think there's something interesting, particularly interesting, happening at your local Renaissance Fair, or there's some information that we missed out there, please send us a message. Let that Facebook page know all of the events coming up so we can keep track of the amazing things that are happening all around. And continuing on with our theme of Irish Celtic rock, here is a trio known for their driving melodies and relentlessly aggressive lyrics. The group is The Jackdaws. The song is Probably Drunk off of the album Amuse. You can find out more about them at thejackdaws.com. That is thejackdaws.com. Thanks again for listening, everyone. It was great sharing this music with you this week, and we'll see you in the lanes.
You're talking shade for the world to hear. You shook me mates and spilled me round a beer. So I said to your friend, this can only end in tears. Well, I'm probably drunk and full of bad ideas. Well, whiskey lies and hides away our fears. So let me be invincible just this once since. Probably drunk. I had to calm my shaking hands. Been drinking mostly whiskey and it only makes me mad. So I threw a fist at your big stupid head. Well, I'm probably drunk and full of bad ideas. But whiskey lies and hides away our fears. So let me be invincible just this once since. I'm probably drunk. Well, you were built like a tri-tip steak. When your fists returned the favor, I could feel my body ache. It was too late that I realized my mistake. But I'm probably drunk and full of bad ideas. But whiskey lies and hides away our fears. But let me be invincible just this once since. Probably drunk. My mouth wrote a check for my face to cash. And when that bounty took it straight from my ass. So come on, you goddamn boozers, you drinkers and you losers. You gotta listen on to me. Don't invoke the anger of an 8-foot buddy builder. Let that big boy be. Well, I'm probably drunk and full of bad ideas. But whiskey lies and hides away our fears. So let me be invincible just this once since. I'm probably drunk. We were talking shade for the world to hear. You shoved me mates and spilled around a beer. So I said to your friend, this can only end in tears.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.